This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we are 58 years of service to our clients and community. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we welcome you, the rich, the only listener, to our family, because relationships matter to all of us. We are Cherry Hill Volvo.
Question, of course, is just who is Judge Amy Coney Barrett, who is on the shortlist for the Supreme Court? Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. The Zioli Show on Twitter, at Rich Zioli, Facebook.com/Zioli Show. Great to have you with us today. Every day, of course. I want to welcome back to the show Andrew Miltenberg. Andrew's an attorney out of New York. He represents several students who've been accused of sexual harassment on college campuses, and he has firsthand knowledge of dealing with Judge Amy Coney Barrett. Andrew Miltenberg, welcome back to Philadelphia. How are things?
Very well, Rich. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, you have, for years now, you and I have talked for years, you have been on the forefront of fighting for the due process rights of young men on college campuses. Give us a little overview of that aspect of your career.
Well, you know, as you and I have discussed many times over the last 7 or 8 years, since 2011, there was a shift in how colleges were directed to handle sexual assault and sexual harassment cases on campuses. And that shift, which came about during the Obama White House, was such that it essentially deprived accused students of due process when they were accused of sexual assault or sexual misconduct, and more often than not led to a sanction that was life-altering, meaning either expulsion or suspension.
So now, Judge Amy Coney Barrett has written several decisions in her career, obviously. She also wrote an influential appellate decision on one of these Title IX campus sexual assault cases at Purdue University. Tell us about that.
Well, Judge Coney Barrett wrote a decision in a case that we're handling entitled Doe v. Purdue, which was the first of its kind and is considered by people who follow this area of law to be one of the two most influential decisions in this area. And it was really groundbreaking in the sense that it was the first time that a federal appeals court, a circuit court, acknowledged that the environment on a campus combined with the failure of certain rights during the hearing process could lead to a situation where male students were heavily biased against, where there was a heavily bias against male students by virtue of the fact that they were male. Essentially, that gender bias in disciplinary hearings related to sexual offenses were biased against men.
Biased against men. So she's been at the forefront of this, and you point this out by saying that she has really been, as this crescendo has turned back towards due process rights for people and against the overreach of the Obama administration with Title IX, she's really been at the forefront of this.
Absolutely. And she took the judge took a little bit of a leap well past what other federal appellate courts were prepared to do in dealing with Title IX cases. And it was quite revolutionary, in particularly the area of Title IX. And it took to a new level what it means to afford due process to an accused student, as well as an acknowledgement that men and their gender may really be the subject of attack unfairly by universities and institutions during sexual assault or sexual misconduct cases.
Andrew Miltenberg, as an attorney who represented John Doe in this case, what can this case tell us about how a Supreme Court Justice, Amy Coney Barrett, would view the Constitution and view the law?
Well, I think that this case, for those of us who practice in this particular area, this case was refreshing, and it was one of the, as I've been saying, one of the first cases where it appeared that there was a real sense by a judge that the Constitution was not necessarily such a malleable document, that it was, that we had to look at it and we had to follow it. And we had to follow what it meant and what it means with regard to certain protections afforded various people in various circumstances. Essentially, in my view, Judge Barrett went back to looking at the Constitution and comparing that to what was, in many cases, being used now as a measuring stick for various court cases and various administrative cases. And Judge Barrett went back to look at that Constitution, our Constitution, and find some very significant deviations from that. And I believe in this decision, she made an effort to pull us back to our roots from a constitutional perspective.
Well, I got to give you a round of applause, Counselor, because this, you know, you're representing John Doe in this case. And what the Washington Post recently said was that the decision that Barrett wrote for the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit in John Doe v. Purdue University is, quote, the single most consequential ruling in the area of this field of law, because it set a fair, simplified standard that has been adopted by three other circuit courts covering 22 states, as well as the federal district court in D.C. It was a real trendsetter of a case. So congratulations to you on that case as well.
Well, thank you very much. But it's a situation that we've fought in many federal district courts and many circuits, and I must say that this was a very unexpected and powerful victory at the federal appeals court level. And I say unexpected because we had come to feel beaten down in many of the federal appeals courts that were helmed primarily by Obama or Clinton appointees.
And I should remind everybody that this case, John and Jane Doe, they were students at Purdue. They were in the Navy ROTC program. They had consensual sex many times. And then and then there was a suicide attempt, and she blamed him, right? I mean, going forward, and then that's when...
Well,
it was
a relationship that went on and off for quite a long time. And it got to a point where it became unhealthy, I believe, quite frankly, for both the young lady and our client. Unfortunately, the young lady decided that the way that she was going to hold the relationship together was essentially by threatening suicide and coercing John Doe into staying in the relationship, or else she would hurt herself. Mm-hmm. And that turned into, at some point or another, when John Doe had felt that he couldn't stay in the relationship regardless, accusations that he had at times over this very long relationship sexually assaulted her.
And Judge Barrett wrote that the Department of Education made clear, the Obama Department of Education, that it took the letter and its enforcement very seriously. And then she went on to say that the pressure on the university to demonstrate compliance was far from abstract. In other words, she felt as if the Obama Department of Education was pressuring the university to really go after the young man in this situation, right?
That's correct. And it's something that many of us, the practitioners in this field, had thought for years. And it's something that other judges had acknowledged during oral arguments or informal court appearances. But no judge was willing, up until Judge Barrett's decision, no other judge was willing to go on the record and make a decision based on those issues which you just mentioned. And I think in part, or to a large part, that's why Judge Barrett's decision was groundbreaking.
Do you think she'd be a good Supreme Court justice?
you know, putting aside the politics that we're all talking about, and whether the administration is near its end, and whether in 2016 everyone decided that they were going to put off a last-minute appointment. Putting all of that aside, and putting aside the fact that we were the beneficiaries of that, of this decision in Doe v. Perdue, if Judge Barrett treats her cases the way or treats cases on the Supreme Court as she treated this case, I would have confidence that she was a thoughtful, diligent, well-prepared, and fair judge.
Wonderful. Excellent. Well, listen, Andrew Miltenberg, I appreciate your time today. I appreciate your great work on this issue. It's very important that we make sure the Due Process Clause does not vanish on college campuses. You've been at the forefront of that. Andrew Miltenberg, thanks for your time today, and we'll talk again in the future.
Rich, thanks for having me.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.